The Coast to Coast Close-Up with Darcy John today. Hello, Darcy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Excellent. Welcome back to the show. It's been a few months, I guess, since we talked last, but you've been keeping busy, I would imagine, hey?
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. The new song is Thomas Drive. We'll get into that in just a second. What have you been doing over the last few weeks? What's been keeping you busy?
Playing, writing, you know. I mean, I live in Nashville, so I was, you know, up in Nashville playing and writing and been in the studio a lot. Been seeing a lot of demos for people, too, which has been fun. So, yeah, just doing all sorts of that stuff and getting ready for the summer and, you know, trying to find new songs to... We're cutting some more songs in August, so just working on a lot of that right now.
Yeah, good. So do you look for songs from other songwriters, or do you write yourself mostly?
I both. I mean, I write probably, you know, two or three a week, and then with other writers too. You know, I write with other writers, and then also I shop for songs as well. You know, so and the best song wins, in my opinion. Yeah. You know, like a.
It's always about the song, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, as long as I can connect to the song and it feels like something I can relate to, and, you know, and I like the melody and whatever, then, you know, I'm into cutting it, you know?
Some of some people may not know this, but in Nashville, writing songs, that's what you do. Like, it's like a 9-to-5 job, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's go to a cubicle basically and write a song. It's not actually a cubicle, but you know, kind of Sony and sit in a room and write songs with different songwriters. That, you know, it's pretty wild. You know, and sometimes you get in, you know, writes and you realize that, you know, a guy's written, you know, 5 number one hits or something. It's crazy.
I would imagine that a group of songwriters would be better than maybe one or two, right? Because there's just more ideas to bounce around.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, like, I always find it's, like, sometimes 3 can be weird for me. I find it's sometimes too much, almost.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes it works out really good. And sometimes, like, you know, you write with this hit songwriter, it doesn't really just jive. You just don't jive together. And sometimes you do, you know. Other songwriters work better together. And, you know, everybody has their own way of doing things, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's just who you gel with and who you don't, you know?
That's right. That's that's advice for everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
The song is Thomas Drive. Tell me about that song.
Well, that song is written by a friend of mine, Kirk Buehr and Mark Box. Kirk Buehr actually played the Roadhammers for a little while there. And he's a drummer and actually wrote Forget You Got a Broken Heart with him as well. But I didn't write this one. Mark and Kirk wrote this song, and Thomas Drive is kind of like in Panama City. I'm actually in Panama City right now, which is ironic.
Yeah.
But on Thomas Drive is a kind of a lower end of town. It's like the poor end of town, you know. And 30A is, you know, where billionaires live in Panama City. So it's like Thomas Drive meets 30A for a weekend. You know, spring break vacation in March, you know, and that's kind of what the song's about. And it's kind of like, you know, this is amazing, but this probably won't work out because, you know, you're from, you know, 30A and I'm from Thomas Drive, you know. So that's what the whole concept of the song is. Now, I mean, I think the cool thing about it is that even if you don't know that, the song, you know, I like the melody of the song a lot, and it's groovy and I think it means something to different people. You know, it can mean to people that, you know, it's just a place where you had a summer romance, you know, between Thomas Drive and 38.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I like the song. That's why I cut it. I thought it was a great song, and I can relate to it, you know, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Cool. So your summer's lining up. You got a lot of shows on the way?
I'm doing a lot. I have 2 shows booked in Canada in the summer right now.
Mm-hmm.
So in July, probably go back out and do a radio tour again, I imagine, this summer. You know, trying to get that whole thing going and just keep trying to writing and come up, you know, good songs. And I also have a new record coming out, so it keeps me busy, you know. And I also been on the road with Donnie Lee a lot
Right.
You know, so I'm I play guitar with Donnie, right? So been also doing that whole thing, and which is great. You know, Donnie's amazing.
Donnie's busy.
Great to work with. we have a blast.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So we're playing in Florida tonight, and I have an airplay in Florida. They've been playing Thomas Drive down here. So I've been doing radio interviews down here every day.
Good.
Which has been cool. My first American play.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. So, what's the best way to get a hold of you on social media then, Darcy? How do we do that?
You know, Facebook, darcyjohn.com, my website. And, you know, Instagram is darcyjohnmusic. And all that stuff. You can, you know, check out music on Spotify or iTunes or all those, you know, social media bases. You can find me.
You bet, Darcy. So, awesome. Thanks for the chat. Yeah. Say hi to Donnie for us. We love chatting with Donnie up here too, so it's cool.
Yeah, I got to come up with a Donnie Lee impression. That's what I got to do.
Good luck with that.
More funny. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Have a great day. We'll see you later.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Darcy John, Coast to Coast Close Up.